Nolte, Senator Tim Scott exposes the Democrat Party's war on Black America. By John Nolte on April 30, 2021. Tim Scott, a Black United States senator who in 2016 won 61% of the vote in the conservative state of South Carolina, who earned more raw votes and won by a wider margin than Donald Trump, has done more in just a few days to drag the racism of the Democrat Party out into the sunlight than the feckless Republican Party ever has. On Wednesday night, during his brilliant rebuttal to his fraudulency Joe Biden's congressional address, and through the simple act of stating a truth, Scott smoked these racist monsters out and proved once again that racism is still very much a part of the Democrat Party's DNA. A DNA that stretches back to their creation of the Jim Crow South and their willingness to go to war to stop a Republican president from taking away their slaves. "Hear me clearly," Scott said. "America is not a racist country." With those nine words, Scott undermined everything that motivates today's organized left. And to prove Scott wrong, to prove America is indeed a racist country, Democrats hurled the worst kind of racism directly at Scott. Instead of addressing the substance of his argument, Democrats took direct aim at his skin color. For hours, Uncle Tim, a play on the slur Uncle Tom, was allowed to trend on Twitter, and the only reason it trended at all was Democrats, including countless members of the blue checkmark mafia, who ensured it trended. Cable news anchors smeared him for throwing white Republicans a lifeline, which is just a dog whistle screaming Uncle Tom. It was a grotesque display but an illuminating reminder of just how far Democrats and their allies in big tech and big media are willing to go to, as they see it, keep Black people in line. For centuries, Democrats have used these tactics against any Black American who, as Scott himself said, dares to step down out of your lane according to the liberal elite left. Today's terrorist weapon wielded by Democrats is no longer a burning cross. The KKK was founded by Democrats. Instead, Democrats and their billion-dollar media, tech, and entertainment corporations use smear tactics and racist bullying campaigns. Black apostates are attacked as Uncle Toms, as sellouts, and House NRS engaging in minstrelsy and as not really Black. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is such a threat to Democrats that for 30 years he's been smeared by one of the most racist stereotypes of all, the scary Black predator. Over his support for former President Trump, Kanye West was relentlessly demonized by billion-dollar media corporations as insane. The examples are endless: Herman Cain, Ben Carson, Condi Rice, etc. The disease of racism has never left the Democrat Party. It's still there and as toxic as ever. Scott accurately describes it as liberal oppression. Think about this, because I'm sure Scott has. It is modern-day Democrats who encourage riots in predominantly Black neighborhoods, believe white people should be allowed to smoke the brand of cigarettes they enjoy while Black people should not, oppose school choice in favor of herding inner-city children into failing government-run schools, allow something as blatantly racist as Uncle Tim to trend on Twitter, disappear documentaries about esteemed Black Americans because that particular Black American dares hold beliefs Democrats will not allow Blacks to hold, encourage Black youth to give up on their dreams with racialist propaganda about how it's impossible for Blacks to succeed in America, call for the kind of boycotts that rob a predominantly Black city like Atlanta of $100 million in business revenue, whose idea of criminal justice reform is to release violent criminals who prey disproportionately on Black Americans, are desperate to flood the country with the illegal labor that takes starter jobs away from the inner-city kids who need them most and undermine the wages of the Black working class. And most damning of all, I get called Uncle Tom and the N-word, by progressives, by liberals, Scott said in his Wednesday night speech, and within minutes Democrats were attacking him as Uncle Tim. Twitter was promoting it, and today no one has paid any kind of social or professional price for these overt acts of racism. Well, hear me clearly, the only systemic racism that remains in this country comes directly from the Democrat Party.